With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Republican Senator Steve Daines is withholding support for the GOP tax bill until he sees changes that would help small businesses. That's the word from the Montana lawmaker today. Daines says he wants to ensure that the tax bill doesn't put small businesses at a competitive disadvantage against large corporations. He says, quote, "Before I can support this bill, this improvement needs to be made," end quote. He says he's optimistic and will continue working with his GOP colleagues on the issue. Daines joins Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin in expressing opposition to the bill in its current form. The Missoulian is reporting that a whitefish woman's lawsuit against a Nazi website is going forward. 7 months ago, Tanya Gersh filed suit against Andrew Anglin, publisher of the Daily Stormer website. In May, Gersh told MTPR's Nikki Willett about how the Daily Stormer called for readers to harass her and her family over her dealings with the mother of white nationalist Richard Spencer.
Some of them were, "We want to drive you to the brink of suicide, that this is the way we can keep the Holocaust alive forever. We're going to bury you without having to touch you. You should burn." Tons of messages about gas chambers and ovens. It was unfathomable.
Gersh and her attorneys were unable to locate Anglin for months after filing the lawsuit in federal court in Missoula. The Missoulian is reporting that they have since made contact with an attorney representing him and that the courts have set December deadlines in the case. Lawyers for the reporter assaulted by Congressman Greg Gianforte on the eve of a special election last May sent the Republican a cease and desist letter today. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports, it could be the opening blow in a potential lawsuit.
The letter demands Gianforte and members of his office stop making, quote, "false and defamatory statements about Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs." The congressman's spokesperson, Travis Hall, recently told news outlets that Gianforte never misled police in the immediate aftermath of his assault on Jacobs, and anyone who thinks otherwise is mistaken. But according to documents released earlier this month, the congressman did indeed mislead investigators about the assault, saying the, quote, "liberal media was trying to make a story and claiming that it was Jacobs who initiated physical contact."
"He grabbed my wrist, he spun, and we ended up on the floor.
Okay.
So he pulled me down on top of him."
That was an audio recording from the initial investigation, courtesy of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. Multiple witnesses contradicted Gianforte's account and said that it was he, not Jacobs, who initiated the assault and body slammed the reporter. Gianforte later pled guilty to misdemeanor assault and admitted that he was the one who made physical contact first. University of Montana law professor Anthony Johnstone says the cease and desist letter is putting Gianforte's team on notice. And if they continue to say the congressman never misled investigators, it could lead to a potential civil lawsuit.
"For allegedly false statements by Representative Gianforte or his office that damage the reputation of Mr. Jacobs, who as a reporter trades on his truthfulness and reliability."
Representatives for Gianforte were unable to comment before deadline, and reporter Ben Jacobs refused to comment on the record. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Two people are dead and one was injured in a weekend murder, shooting, and suicide at a residence near Trout Creek in northwestern Montana. Sanders County Sheriff Tom Rummel says the shooting was reported just before 9 p.m. Saturday. A woman was killed, a man was shot, and the man suspected in the shootings was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The names and ages of those involved have not been released. Governor Steve Bullock has signed six bills passed during the special legislative session, vetoed two, and allowed three to become law without his signature. The bills he signed Friday include one to temporarily suspend contributions to a judge's retirement system, another to temporarily suspend payments to a state employee health care plan, and one to charge a management fee on some Montana state fund investments. He also signed bills that would end some school block grants, transfer money to the state fire fund, and allow the state to auction off liquor licenses. But at a press conference today, the governor said he's not doing everything the Republican majority in the legislature called for.
"I want the legislature to understand that while I allowed these bills to go into law, their idea of trying to tie them all together is something that's beyond the power of the legislature."
He vetoed a bill that would authorize state employee furloughs and allowed three budget bills sponsored by Republicans to become law without his signature. Last week's special session was called to address a projected $227 million budget shortfall. The Montana State Fund Board is scheduled to meet Wednesday to inform two new board members on a lawsuit the state fund filed against the state. The lawsuit argues a bill that allows the Montana Board of Investments to charge a 3% management fee on assets above $1 billion is unconstitutional. The bill was included in legislation to address the state budget deficit. Supporters argued such a fee is a legitimate business expense. On the same day the lawsuit was filed, Governor Steve Bullock appointed two new members to the board. A spokeswoman said the governor did not know about the lawsuit before the appointments were made. The deadline for getting a health plan under the Affordable Care Act is fast approaching. Edward O'Brien has the latest on this year's shortened enrollment period.
Open enrollment under the health care law passed by the Obama administration started November 1st. According to the Montana Primary Care Association's Olivia Riuta, there's a strong local demand for enrollment assistance.
In the first 4 weeks of open enrollment, nationally we saw 2.28 million Americans enroll, which is a slight uptick from last year. We don't know how that plays out here in Montana, but what we're hearing from the field is that we continue to see strong demand from folks who have questions or need enrollment assistance.
As directed by the Trump administration, this year's ACA enrollment period ends December 15th. That's a full 6 weeks shorter than previous years. Riuta says that affects first-timers and existing enrollees alike.
We do expect the folks who in past years would have been able to kind of go back in and change their plan after the first of the year are no longer going to have that opportunity. So time is of the essence.
The open enrollment advertising and Navigator budgets have also been slashed this year. Navigators help people figure out which plans are a good fit.
It's going to be a heavy lift, but we're doing absolutely everything we can and have been preparing for open enrollment for many months so that we can meet the demand that we see in our local communities as much as possible.
There's real money at stake here. Those who would rather pay a tax penalty than buy health coverage will be on the hook for up to 2.5% of their total household income, up to a maximum of just over $2,000. Riuta notes that 85% of Montanans qualify for financial assistance to help make monthly premiums more affordable. She encourages people to apply for that assistance even if they're not sure they qualify. For those interested in enrolling in an ACA plan, there are two places to help you start shopping, healthcare.gov and covermt.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.